As director of the Assembly Republican Caucus, Cradwell says he talked with Jensen about campaigns almost daily during the 2000 election season. He says Jensen never suggested that doing the work on state time was wrong. Cradwell says he would talk with Jensen in his state office and in Jensen's Capitol office about where the Republican Party should spend its money, and the two of them sent out a memo telling other lawmakers to run any changes in campaign strategy by Jensen or Cradwell first. He explained their thinking at the time.
Candidly, we didn't want a situation where legislators all over the state were, for lack of a better word, meddling in the different elections, key elections.
Cradwell says he oversaw the development of campaign ads from start to finish. This was not limited to incumbents who were already in the legislature. Jurors were shown a 30-second TV ad Cradwell supervised for a Republican challenger. Several of the actors in the spot were his own employees, state caucus workers who were participating in the shoot during their regular daytime hours. One of them was eventual whistleblower Lindy Woodliffe. Jensen lawyer Stephen Meyer asked Cradwell to explain other work caucus employees got assigned, tasks like sending out legislative newsletters and surveys and arranging press conferences. Those activities are considered legal, and Meyer argues they serve the same purpose as those that are on trial in this case. He ran that theory by Cradwell.
I mean, isn't everything on this page geared toward getting that legislator back in office and reelected?
Yes.
Under questioning by Meyer, Cradwell also said Jensen did not order any cover-up of campaign activities after the first media reports surfaced. Cradwell testified that he began getting rid of campaign documents a year earlier. In exchange for testifying, prosecutors agreed that they won't charge Cradwell with any wrongdoing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.